USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia is pressing on with its invasion of Ukraine, despite mounting global pressure that saw a war crimes probe opened up against it and a sanctions free-for-all to its economy. Hundreds of civilians, including scores of children, have been killed during the invasion. According to Ukraine's government, more than a half million people have fled the country. Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, on Fox News, says this self-imposed war is costing Russia a lot.
But what's facing Russia's economy over the next 10 days is cataclysmic. And then you add to that the humiliation on the battlefield that they have faced so far, even though they're keeping much of that from the Russian public. And you see a guy who's facing some circumstances that he needs to reverse pretty quickly. He needs to reestablish some level of power balance with the West before he can even think about, you know, what else to do.
Major League Baseball and players failed to reach a deal after 16 and a half hours of negotiations. Baseball may cancel itself this year. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
As Russia continues to indiscriminately bombard Ukraine, much of the internet service has been knocked out. Elon Musk is helping with that problem.
Tesla and SpaceX founder and CEO Elon Musk has announced that the company's Starlink internet satellites are now active in Ukraine as the country suffers significant power outages due to Russia's invasion. Ukraine's vice prime minister asked Musk to provide internet service to the country amid Russian attacks, and Musk delivered, according to Twitter exchanges between the two. Starlink is a satellite-based internet constellation intended to blanket the planet in high-speed broadband and could potentially bring connectivity to billions of people who still lack reliable internet access. The idea requires swarms of satellite operating in low Earth orbit about 340 miles high, in SpaceX's case, to provide continuous coverage. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
President Biden's State of the Union address is tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. We are USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A huge Russian military convoy dozens of miles long is approaching the capital, Kyiv. Republican Florida Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News says China's support has given Putin the confidence to invade his neighbor.
Yeah, well, he never would have done this had he not felt that China, to some extent, would be there to help buffer the pain of it. There's no doubt about it. In fact, he moved a bunch of troops from the far east of Russia, something they'd never done before, because, as you know, China claims Siberia belongs to them, so there's always been a strong Russian military presence there. Nobody knows what happens here next, but some things are becoming pretty obvious, and you can see it from the commercial imagery you're talking about here tonight. It's pretty clear now that what's happening is a massive Russian force is pushing in from the north. They're going to try to take the western part of Kyiv, and the reason being that all these supplies that we keep talking about, everything that we're providing and other countries are providing, it has to come over from the west. So if they can cut Kyiv off of those supplies, it begins to really deteriorate the city's standing. And once they've got Kyiv encircled, then I think you're going to see a medieval type siege, you know. And that means, you know, people starving. They're hoping the government will collapse or surrender or capitulate. And then they can install some sort of puppet government, which has been his goal the whole time. So that's clearly the aim they have. Obviously, the Ukrainians have fought a lot harder and more effectively than we anticipated. Their spirits are very high. So they still have a chance to disrupt this. But this is clearly what they're planning to do. And as you've seen from the imagery being shown, what they're bringing down from the north is a massive, massive show of force.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.